Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches, Ches Omed Aleph. On the side of the Gemara, you'll notice that we've provided one of our topic headings, the Nosei, where we've written very briefly, Nidu B'chalom. A person dreamt that he was censured, that he was excommunicated. What halachic import does that have? The Gemara opens up with a point that lasts a number of lines. Omar of Yosef, Nidu B'chalom, someone who had dreamt that he was excommunicated, Tzorech Asor B'nei Odom Lahatulo. He requires 10 people to undo that excommunication. In other words, it's viewed quite seriously, even though it was only a dream. Nevertheless, he dreamt it, therefore he needs it to be undone. The Ran, you'll notice 5 lines from the bottom. Nidu b'chalom tzorech asur b'nei odom la'atilo l'fi she'efsher. It could be she'b'shlichus hamokim nisnade, that through the will of the Almighty, that he was dreamt. In other words, the Almighty sent this dream. The shlichus is a reference to agency. So the dream is the messenger of the Almighty, through which he was excommunicated. L'fikoch tzorech asur la'atilo she'shchino emayim. Therefore, he needs 10 people. The significance of 10 people is that when you have a group of 10 people, so the divine presence is amongst them. So just like he was excommunicated by the Shekhinah, so to speak, so too the undoing is going to be done by the Shekhinah. The Gemara continues, after Rav Yosef tells us about the need for 10 people to undo it, who are the 10 people? For who? Detonu Hilchasa. This is so provided they are people that learn Gemara. Avol Masnu Velo Tonu Lo. If they are people that have learned Mishnayos and not Gemara, then they're not qualified. Ve'i Leko Detonu Hilchasa. If the individual's in a situation that he doesn't have 10 Gemara learned people, Afilu Masnu Velo Tonu, even then we can allow even people who are merely Mishnayos learners, and even though they're not Gemara learners. Vi Leko, and if you're lacking even that, Lezu Velesiv Aproshes Drochim, the person who was censured should then sit at a crossroads. Vi Yovi Shalmo Le Bei Asora, and he should greet with the greeting of Shalom to 10 people. Ad mikli le asora de gamri hilchasa. The 10 people isn't an absolute 10 people, but it's he should greet people as they go by, and at a certain point there will have passed by 10 people who have learned Torah. There's a Ran that you'll see several lines from the bottom, 3 lines from the very end, V'yohiv shalmo be'asora, umitoch shi'yoshivu lo shalom, and in the meantime, when they are answering him, shalom, so, yaginu alav mina yisurin, that will protect him in the interim, ad demikle'in le'asora, until a situation of 10 people that have been Torah learners have passed by. Before we continue, we glance at the side. We have a mivneh, a structural note. You'll see a trapezoid or volcano shape that appears. This highlights Rav Ashi's name, where he is meshiv mispor she'elos. He answers a number of questions, being in HaToras, nidui or neder. The releasing of a person from the nidui, from the excommunication, or absolving vows. So our Gemara continues. Omar le Ravino le Ravashi. Yoda man shamte mahu delishri le. Let us say we have a person that had a dream, and in the dream he saw someone put him into chirim, had excommunicated him. Can he go to that person in real life to have the shamta, the excommunication, reversed? Omar le, Ravashi answers, l'shmute shavye shaliach, l'mishri le lo shavye shaliach. Ravashi says that to put him into chirim, this individual that you dreamt about was appointed to be the emissary, to be the agent. However, he was not appointed an agent to have it rescinded. Omar le Rav Acha le Ravashi, Shamte Visharule Bechalme Mai. What about a person who dreamt about his being put into chirim and then released from the chirim, all in the dream? So Rav Ashi answers, Omar le, Kishem Shi Efshu le Bar Belot Heaven, just like it's impossible to have grains without some stubble in it. We continue at the top of Amud Beis. Kach I Efshur L'chaloim B'lo Dvorim B'Telim. So too, it's impossible to have a dream that doesn't have in it also emptiness, foolishness. So that we're going to assume that the emptiness in a dream, in this particular dream, was represented by the release from the chirim, so that it doesn't help that you dreamt about the release as well. Ravina, Havi Le Nidra Lidvisu. Before we go further in the Gemara, on the side we have a topic heading, Haim Baal Yochel Liyos Shliach Lecharotas Ishto. Can a husband serve as an agent to report one's wife's regret concerning a vow? In general, if a person wants a vow to be rescinded, he has the option of going to a scholar, a Torah scholar, and describing the situation that they're in now, and that they regret, having made the vow. That's called charota, expression of regret. And there are quite a few more details to the issue of how a chacham releases a person from a vow. In the meantime, we'll work with this simple idea that the expression of regret can motivate, we'll say, or enable the chacham then to say, if that be the case, that you regret it, so I free you from your vow. Can a husband serve as the agent for his wife? The wife had taken the vow. Can the husband go to the chacham on her behalf and tell the chacham her story? So the Gemara features Ravina happened to have had a wife that had vowed. And Ravina, as the husband, he hadn't rescinded the vow on the day that he heard it, which is a right that the husband has, but to rescind wife's vows, but only if it's on the day that he heard it. In this case, he heard it, but didn't rescind it immediately. So now the vow is binding upon his wife. The only other option now is to approach a chacham. Can the husband do that? Also the kame de Ravashi, so Ravina approached Ravashi, Omale, Ravina asks, Baal mashi yase shliach lecharotas ishto. Can a husband serve as the agent, a shliach as an agent, to express the wife's regret over the vow? Omar le, so Ravashi answers with an answer that qualifies matters. E mechanfin in. If mechanfin means gathered together, to have a vow rescinded, so you have to have a group of three. Rashi says, "I mechanfin tlosa mumchin de shorule shap yedomi." If the three experts are gathered together, namely, the husband didn't have to go out of his way to gather them; they were already there. So then the husband can function as the wife's agent for the release from the vow. However, Elo, if they're not gathered, but rather the husband has to trouble himself to gather them, then the husband cannot work, function as the shliach. There's a commentary offered by the Rush that we'll see in the beginning of the wide lines of the Rush, the third of the wide lines of the Rush commentary, Armale, I mechanfi in vi iloi, lo mech vi ilo, mechanfi then lo, I motzen mechunosim voimdin nasa shliach. If he found, the husband found the people that would rescind the vow already there without his having to trouble to put them together, he can be the agent. Aval I kan finhu ihu l'shem kach lo. If the husband had to do it himself to get them together, then no. Why? De iko lemechash, there is room to suspect. Mitoch shetorach lechanfon she yosef ala harot shomer lo ishto. Since he had to trouble himself to get together, he might exaggerate. He might say more than the actual regret of his wife. And that then won't reflect an accurate picture of her situation, because he's exaggerating matters, and therefore we can't rely on him to serve as the agent in that case. Shma minotlas. From this incident with Ravino and Ravashi, we learn three things. We conclude three things. Number one, Shma minobal naase shliach lechorotas ishto, that a husband can serve as an agent. Ushma mino lo shori lemishri nidra ba'asro derabe. We also learn that it's not proper for a person to participate in the releasing of a vow in the town where that individual's rabbi is found. Ravina was a type of student of Ravashi. And you see that Ravina did not function whatsoever as part of a group of people that would rescind the vow of his wife. And from this we conclude that when you're in the locale of your rabbi, it's not proper, it's the wrong thing to function in this capacity. Ushma mino ki mechanfin shapir domi. And we also learn from here that when the three are already gathered together, then it's okay for the husband to function as the shliach for charotas ishto. V'shamto afilu basa d'rabe. Now here, that's a very brief statement, but the Rosh fills in the missing ideas. We take a look at the Rosh, a little less than halfway down the wide lines of the Rosh. V'shamto afilu basa d'rabe. That means a student, if he is in the position to, or he's under circumstances where someone deserves being put into excommunication, even though this individual is in the locale of his Rav, Rashi, the Rosh says, the Kaimelon Perakadori Moivik Kichovim, the Talmud Menade Bifnei Horav, the Mokum Shishchul Hashem. If a person is guilty of desecrating the name of the Almighty, the punishment for that is to be excommunicated, and you are witness to this desecration. So, in the case of a Talmud who needed to put someone into Cherem, we're also learning, and the Rosh explains, that a student can also undo the Cherem in the town of his Rav. Because we don't want to delay this state of cursedness upon a person until the individual, the offender, would get to the teacher, the Rav of this individual. So there are two things that we learn from this. The Gemara had said that v'shamto afilu basad rabbe. According to the Rush, the result is that if a person needs to be put into excommunication as a result of chilul Hashem, a person can do that even in the town of his Rav. And if it, and when it comes to releasing someone from Shamta, a person can do that even in the town of his own Rav. The Gemara continues, V'yochid mumche shori Shamta. An individual, as opposed to three, an individual, or as I should say, maybe as opposed to ten, Rashi says, V'yochid mumche shori Shamta deloboy asora kemo l'nidui. You don't require 10 for the release from Shamta. Shamta being a, we'll say, a state which is different than the case of Nidui. You can, a Yochid Mumche, an individual that's expert, he can release a person from the from that state. The Rosh comments, V'yochid mumche shori shamta, pirush im nidu chochom vosik. If an elderly scholar or a known scholar puts someone into cherem, into nidui, v'chayotze bo, yochol yochid mumche kayotze bo, v'hatiro v'lo, l'mute neder osa. The point here is that if he was put into cherem by an individual sage, an individual sage of the same caliber can release him from the nidui. And we're not saying here that a yochid mumche can release from nidui to the exclusion of releasing from vows, because that's not so. When it comes to releasing from vows, we know that an individual expert can also release from vows. As the Gemara goes on, you'll notice there are three lines of names. Omar Rav Shimon Bar Zvid, Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Tavlom Rav Chiyo Aricho, Debei Rav Acho, Omar Rav Izer, Omar Rav Lozer, Omar Rav Chanino, Omar Rav Mesha, Mishmei, Rav Yudah Bar Eloi. My Dichtiv, we're going to explain a posuk that says, V'zorcho Lochem Yirei Shemi. The posuk continues to say, Shemesh Tzoko Marpei, Elu b'nei Odom shehein yireyin lehoitzi shem shemayim levatola. We had mentioned in our previous year the severity of uttering the name of the Almighty in vain. So in that context, we're bringing this particular drasha in. The pasuk indicates that the sun will shine forth for those that fear my name. Fearing the name of Hashem includes the weariness of uttering the name of Hashem, certainly in vain. The pasuk continues, Shemesh Tzoku Marpe, Omar Abaye, Shma Mina. From here we learn, Chirga Deyoma Masi. Chirga Deyoma is the dust that one notices as the sun shines through windows. If anyone is, I'm sure everyone has at some point or another, gazed upon the rays of sunlight as they enter a room through a window, you'll notice particles of dust. So those particles of dust are masi. Masi means mrape. Are of a healthful nature. They heal. They have a healing power to them. Upliga de Reb Shimon ben Lakish. What we have just said is, we'll say, is different than Reb Shimon ben Lakish's approach. There's a commentary in the Rosh, at the end of the Rosh commentary, Pliga Reish Lakish, Hada about the Amoran, the Bechamo Bizman Azeh, I recall, we said that this Pasuk of Azorcho Lochem Yurei Shmi is, and it's a Shemesh Tzoku Marpe, is a reference to the sun as we in this world are familiar and accustomed to it. Reish Lakish, though, you'll see, has a different approach. The Ihu Muki La Bechamo Delosid. Reish Lakish establishes this pasuk as a reference to the sun at a future time. The Gemara continues. What did Reish Lakish say? de Omar, Ein Gehenim L'Olam Haba. Now this phrase in and of itself is pretty shocking. It says there is no purgatory L'Olam Haba. L'Olam Haba in the future. So now the Ran qualifies this. With the Ran, three lines from the end, he says, Ein Gehenim L'Olam Haba, Lav Lachar Misa Koma. We're not talking about after death, when a person dies and his soul departs from his body, there's certainly purgatory for the wicked. This drosha is talking about a time period in the distant future. After the resurrection of the dead, the psukim indicate that at the time of Tchias HaMeisim, even the wicked will come back. However, they're going to come back for a future judgment. Kidichtiv b'Daniel, as it says in the book of Daniel, Lo yu nidoinim b'gehenim. At that point, after the resurrection, when a final day of judgment arrives, Gehenim is not going to be the means of their judgment. Ela b'chai dina shakosh b'chai yotzi chamin artika. What the Almighty will do is to remove the sun from its encasement. K'dei shiu elu mitzdarin v'shisrapu bo tzadikim. As we will see shortly in the Gemara. When that happens, when the sun is removed from its encasement, the wicked will suffer from that, and the righteous will be healed from that. The Ran points out that the Gemara in the first parak of Maseches Avodah Zorah proves or indicates that this drosha of Reish Lakish is a reference to that La'osid Lavo point in time and not a reference to after death. So now we turn back to the Gemara. Reish Lakish, having said there's no Gehenim la'olam haba, and here the emphasis is on that expression of the olam haba, meaning that time period after Tchias HaMeisim. Ela, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Motzi Chamim min Artika. At that point, the Kadosh Baruch will remove the sun from its encasement. Tzadikim Misrapin Ba. The righteous will be healed through that. And the wicked will be judged through that. The righteous are not only healed, but they're also rejuvenated. You'll notice that this pasuk happens to come from the book of Malachi, Perek Gimel. The pasuk that we started this drasha with, Vizoch Lochem Yirei Shemi, is Perek Gimel Pasuk Chof, and this is a continuation of that. So that the sun will shine forth for the righteous, heal them and improve them, and they'll be regenerated, rejuvenated through it. However, the wicked are judged by this. The wicked are subjected to judgment. And there's a continuation right under the Gemara text. The Pasuk said so far that there is a day that is going to come where the heat is burning like an oven. And all the wicked and evildoers will be like stubble and burnt very quickly in that at that time. Mirz Hashem, though, we're awaiting... as of this recording, we're still waiting for the Moshiach to come and bring the Geula to Gantz Klal Yisrael and to the Olam Kuloi. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.